ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino.
Save big on your landscaping project now at Menards. Whether you're installing a patio or a new retaining wall, Menards has the blocks you need to get the job done right. We carry the largest in-stock selection ready to take home today. Stop in and get our 12-inch smooth patio block on sale now. Save big on concrete landscape blocks at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Moto Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made, that's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social.
Welcome to the Paranormal Deep Dive from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks.
In the heart of New Orleans, amidst the vibrant energy of the French Quarter, lies a place where history seems to linger in the air, a place where the past feels more present than most would expect. The Dauphine Orléans Hotel, an unassuming structure on the outside, hides within its walls a storied past that stretches back to the earliest days of the city. But beyond its historical charm, there is something else. A reputation for hauntings, for whispers in the night, and for guests who claim that they were never alone, even when they were sure no one else was in the room. The tale of the Dauphine Orléans begins in the late 1700s, a time when New Orleans was a French colony brimming with new settlers, eager to make their mark on this wild and untamed land. The land where the hotel now stands was originally part of a larger estate, one of many in a neighborhood that was quickly becoming the cultural heart of the city. Over time, the property changed hands, with each new owner adding to its structure, shaping the building that would one day become the Dauphine Orléans. By the early 1800s, as New Orleans grew, the site had become an important residence, and it wasn't long before its history intertwined with some of the most notable figures of the city. One such figure was John James Audubon, the famous naturalist and painter, who, in the early 1820s, lived on the property while tutoring the children of a wealthy New Orleans family. During this time, Audubon would roam the surrounding bayous and swamps, sketching the birds and wildlife that would eventually form his masterpiece, The Birds of America. Some say that his presence is still felt on the grounds, a lingering imprint of the man who spent countless hours exploring the natural world just outside the French Quarter. As the 19th century progressed, the property underwent a transformation. By the mid-1800s, it had become part of the vibrant social fabric of New Orleans, with sections of the building being used as a high-end gambling hall and, later, a bordello. It was a place of glamour, intrigue, and scandal, a reflection of New Orleans' unique blend of old-world charm and unrestrained indulgence. But as time wore on, the French Quarter evolved, and the building's role changed once again. In the early 1900s, the building was converted into the Dauphine Orléans Hotel, a place where visitors from all walks of life could experience the charm of the French Quarter. Though the hotel was updated to reflect modern amenities, much of the original architecture remained intact, preserving the history embedded in its walls. The hotel quickly became known not only for its comfort and elegance, but also for the whispers of something else, a presence that seemed to permeate the very air of the building. Among the earliest reports of paranormal activity came from hotel staff who worked the late night shifts, Some claim to see shadowy figures moving through the courtyards after dark, always just out of sight, disappearing around corners or into the shadows of the old balconies. Others reported hearing the sound of footsteps echoing down the empty hallways, only to find that no one was there. And then there were the cold spots, sudden, inexplicable drops in temperature that would leave even the most seasoned workers feeling uneasy. One of the most frequently reported apparitions at the Dauphine Orléans is that of a Confederate soldier seen wandering the hotel's courtyard and pool area. This figure, dressed in a full Confederate uniform, is said to appear out of nowhere, often startling guests who have ventured out for a late-night swim or walk. He is described as having a stern expression, his presence more disorienting than threatening. Some believe this soldier may be one of the many men who passed through New Orleans during the Civil War, seeking refuge or rest in the chaos of battle. Others suggest he could have been stationed in the city, with the property serving as a temporary military post during the war. Whatever the case, his appearance has been a consistent part of the hotel's lore for decades. But the soldier is not the only ghost said to haunt the Dauphine Orléans. In what is now the hotel's bar, May Bailey's Place, the spirit of a woman has been spotted on more than one occasion. May Bailey's Place is no ordinary bar. Its history is as colorful as the city itself. In the mid-1800s, the building that houses the bar served as a bordello, a place where the city's elite would come to indulge in the pleasures of the flesh, away from the judgmental eyes of polite society. The women who worked there, known for their beauty and charm, became local legends in their own right. And it is believed that some of them never truly left. The ghostly woman often seen near May Bailey's Place is described as wearing period clothing, her dress flowing as she moves through the bar. She is said to appear suddenly, startling patrons before vanishing just as quickly. Her presence is accompanied by a sense of sadness, as if she is searching for something or someone she can no longer find. Some believe she may have been one of the women who worked in the bordello, her life cut short by disease or violence, leaving her spirit to wander the place where she spent her final days. But it is the tale of the ghost bride that has captured the imaginations of many who have stayed at the Dauphine Orléans. According to legend, a young woman was set to be married in the mid-1800s. Her fiancé was a soldier stationed in New Orleans during the height of the Civil War. The couple had planned to wed at a nearby church, but fate had other plans. Just days before the wedding, the soldier was killed in a skirmish, leaving the young bride to be devastated. Overcome with grief, she returned to the place they had shared, her wedding dress still hanging in the wardrobe, untouched. Guests who have stayed at the Dauphine Orléans report seeing a woman in a white dress wandering the halls late at night. She is often described as looking lost, her face pale and her eyes downcast. Some say she is waiting for her groom to return, unable to move on from the heartbreak that ended her dreams of a life together. Others have reported hearing soft crying in the hallways, the sound of a woman mourning the life she never had. The ghost bride's presence is most often felt in the older parts of the hotel, where the rooms still retain the charm of their 19th century origins. Many who encounter her describe an overwhelming sense of sadness, as though the weight of her grief is still palpable after all these years. She does not appear to harm or frighten, but rather to exist in a state of eternal sorrow, forever searching for the man she lost. As word of the hotel's haunting spread, it wasn't long before paranormal investigators began arriving at the Dauphine Orléans, eager to uncover evidence of the supernatural. Armed with EMF detectors, thermal cameras, and digital recorders, these investigators have spent countless hours exploring the hotel's rooms, courtyards, and darkened hallways, hoping to capture a glimpse or a sound of the spirits said to reside there. One of the most compelling pieces of evidence collected during these investigations is a series of EVP recordings, or electronic voice phenomena. In these recordings, faint voices can be heard responding to questions posed by the investigators, voices that were not audible at the time of recording. In one instance, when asked if there was anyone present in the room, a voice is heard faintly whispering, "Yes." In another, the sound of a woman's laughter echoes through the room, though no one was laughing at the time. Photographs taken during these investigations have also revealed strange anomalies, blurry figures, unexplained mists, and odd orbs of light hovering in the air. In one particularly chilling photograph, taken near the hotel's courtyard, a faint figure can be seen standing in the doorway of one of the rooms. The figure appears to be wearing a long dress, though the details are difficult to make out. The room, however, was unoccupied at the time the photo was taken. But for all the evidence collected, there are those who remain skeptical. Some suggest that the strange occurrences at the Dauphine Orléans can be explained by the age of the building itself. Drafts moving through the old, creaky structure could be responsible for the cold spots, and the sound of footsteps might be nothing more than the floorboards settling. The hotel's long history, they argue, naturally invites a sense of mystery, leading people to interpret every odd sound or unexplained event as something supernatural. Still, for those who have experienced these events firsthand, the rational explanations fall short. There is something about the Dauphine Orléans that defies logic, something that leaves even the most skeptical visitor questioning what they've seen or felt. Today, the Dauphine Orléans Hotel continues to operate as one of New Orleans' premier boutique hotels, offering guests a glimpse into the city's past while providing modern comforts and luxury. But for many who stay there, it's not just the charm of the French Quarter or the hotel's historical significance that draws them in. It's the chance to experience the unexplained, to walk the halls where history and the supernatural seem to blend into one. As the night falls over New Orleans and the sounds of jazz music fill the air, the Dauphine Orléans remains quiet, waiting. The lights flicker softly in the hallways and the shadows grow long in the courtyards. And for those who believe, it is in these quiet moments that the spirits of the past stir once again, leaving behind a mystery that continues to haunt the present.
Want to dig deeper in the paranormal deep dive? Press subscribe now wherever you download podcasts and catch brand new paranormal deep dives every single day from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks podcast.
John Daly here. You know what day it is?
Neither do I.
I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto. America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spend on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino. Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Moto Casino.